The 50th anniversary celebration at PCMR on the winter solstice began with a ribbon cutting and brief speeches by dignitaries from the resort and its parent company, Powder Corps, along with the Utah ski industry and outgoing Park City Mayor Dana Williams. All recognize the longstanding value that Park City Mountain Resort has bestowed upon the community. Brad Peterson is the Utah State Director of Outdoor Recreation, the first and only State Director of Outdoor Recreation in the nation. He says that tells you something about how the state values recreation and especially skiing. He said Einstein came up with the theory of relativity while riding his bike, and similarly, the experience of skiing can produce the same great thinking and synthesis of thought.
For 50 years, PCMR has created that environment for people to have experiences that have changed the lives of many people, and in doing so, positively changed the world. Just like me, standing here today as a result of my interaction with PCMR, there are tens of thousands of people who have experienced richer lives, greater happiness, and created more friendships. Today, more than ever, PCMR has set the standard for being a year-round destination that is one of the crown jewels of the state of Utah. And hopefully, God willing, I'm here in another 50 years for the 100th anniversary.
Park City Mayor Dana Williams gave a brief history of Park City Mountain Resort, saying the city is proud of its relationship with the resort.
I think as a city, we are certainly proud of watching the evolution of this resort and its relationship with the city. For a long time, this was the big business that was in Park City. And so we're very proud of the relationship. And during my tenure as mayor, I think one of the things I'm especially proud of is the environmental issues that the resort has taken on and worked with the city on quite a few things. So this is their day, a day to celebrate, and so we'll turn it over to them.
President and Chief Operating Officer of Powder Corps, Chris Nyberg, said there are multiple elements that have figured into Park City Mountain Resort's success.
How does a resort get to 50 years? Obviously, you need a good mountain, and you need the snowfall like we're blessed with here almost annually. But more importantly, it's the guests and the community that really make a resort come together. And that's one of the things that's happened here over many, many decades now.
Ski Utah President Nathan Rafferty said Park City is sort of like the oldest sibling of a family.
And I think in many ways, Park City Mountain Resort is the oldest sibling in our town here in Park City. And it's an incredible responsibility. And I think the leadership behind me and the leadership that had come before them has done a great job with this resort. And here's to 50 more.
President and General Manager Jenny Smith cut the ribbon, and the celebration lasted throughout the day with music on the plaza and fireworks as darkness set in for the longest night of the year. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.